You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
How does your garden grow?
It's time for Greening Out with Jim on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Jim.
Hey, how you going?
Good, how are you this morning?
I'm all right.
You know what? I feel like we should let the listeners know, but we didn't coordinate today, and between Food with Lucinda Bennett and Greening Out with Jim, we were about to have a Fijoa-themed show. You've actually brought us some Fijoas. Thank you so much.
That's all right.
Very excited to eat those. Make maybe some ginger loaf with Fijoa, as was recommended by a listener. Sounded particularly good to me. Or some Fijoa fizz.
Ooh, yeah, you can freeze them as well.
Genius.
Yeah.
Good for smoothies.
Don't really keep that well.
But we are actually going to pivot. What are we talking about today,
Jim? We're going to talk about why leaves change colour in the autumn.
Ah, yay! Questions I didn't know I needed the answer to. Thank you. What's the deal?
Yeah, it's something that we kind of take for granted. It's absolutely gorgeous. Why does it happen? So, like, all plants need chlorophyll, which is the green thing, to photosynthesize, produce sugars from the sun, basically, and get stuff from the soil too.
Nice.
So the leaves are the solar panels in the process. They have the largest surface area to capture all those sweet rays.
Those sweet, sweet rays.
Yeah.
Baby.
So in autumn, deciduous trees go through the process of kind of shutting down that photosynthesis as the daylight gets shorter. They can't harvest as much of that sun nectar as they like.
Mm.
And so it starts to trigger this process. They have these, as the chlorophyll starts to reduce from the sunlight hours, the other kind of compounds in the leaf start to become more apparent.
Oh.
And so these are like yellow flavanols, orange carotenoids. Carrot.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what they've done there.
So a lot of orange foods have high levels of carotenoids.
I see.
What is the name? There is a name for it. What's the name for it when you have too much carotenoid and you go a bit orange?
See, is that a thing? I thought
it was
a myth.
No, it's fully a thing. I have childhood photos of some of my childhood best friends who purely ate pumpkin and kumara. They were very fussy babies.
Gosh.
And they went bright orange. Bright orange.
Girlies on TikTok are doing that intentionally as an alternative to fake tan.
Oh my God.
I considered it.
And they're also drinking like chlorophyll juice, is that right?
Yeah,
that's a like a health thing or a TikTok thing.
Which I don't.
There's so much bollocks out there.
Because this is right. This is up your alley, eh?
Yeah. Listen, I don't have studies
Stella,
on it, but
Stella loves pseudoscience.
Right up your alley.
No, we're joking. We are joking. Stella is a very serious scientist up in here, everybody. But if anyone knows the name of what that thing is called when you do have too much carotenoid and you go orange, 5395, please.
Is it a temporary kind of disorder?
It is.
Okay.
They had to pivot away from eating orange foods, and then they eventually went back to the normal colour that they were to begin with.
Opposite of scurvy.
Literally.
So another one of the main compounds is these red to purple anthocyanins, they call them.
Ooh.
So the mixture of all of these compounds differs between different species.
Mm-hmm.
And there is some kind of thought that the red and purple ones help protect from the cold, so often trees that have those colours present can hold onto the leaves for a lot longer.
Oh, true. Okay.
Kind of like harvest the last of that sun juice that they can. So also what happens is as the tree becomes dormant, it triggers this acid which seals at the base of the leaf. So it creates a barrier which allows the leaf to kind of decay and start to change.
Mm.
And so it again stores all that goodness in the plant.
Okay.
It's really quite remarkable. And this, like, they know how to do it based on the sun, based on the levels of the light. So they're way more in tune to it than we are.
Yeah.
Nature is amazing.
It's incredible, right?
It's literally amazing.
And so, like, in my day job, I'm a landscape designer, so I spend a lot of time looking through nursery catalogues at deciduous trees in particular, specifically for this purpose, for this, like, colour display that you get every year.
Mm.
There's so many different types. So the classic one that you'll think about is the aces, the Japanese maples.
Oh, yep.
And they, as a species, exhibit all of those like colour spectrum changes.
Mm.
There's a cultivar called Senkaki, which is really amazing. It's a yellowy orange kind of hues as it goes to it. As it completely drops its leaves, it's these vibrant red stems. It's quite stark. So my neighbours have one, and like it's coming up to the process where you start to see all that
magic happen.
Magic, and it is truly remarkable.
That's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's I don't know. It's a little autumn gift that we get this time of year. And
it is.
Yeah, I think especially on my walk here, Auckland City does it well.
We do. That urban nahere is popping off.
Yeah, incredible,
it's
right?
It's absolutely magic. This morning, actually, coming into work, I noticed for the first time the red has really come into the leaves outside my house.
Yeah.
And it does happen. It does seem to happen quite quickly for some, and then, as you said, you know, much more gradual and beautiful for others.
Yeah.
Listeners will know my love-hate relationship with the ginkgo trees on Prince's Street. Beautiful leaves.
Incredible.
As they go from that bright green to that bright yellow, magic.
They are the oldest of all of the kind of like trees. They have living relatives. It's like their
dinosaur trees.
Their family tree stopped there and there's been nothing since. And they are
perfect.
Like from dinosaur era.
Well, they're not perfect, are they, Stella? Because they have the stinky, stinky fruit.
But that'll have a mechanism as well, right? That fruit is to attract like pollinators and stuff to spread it around.
I just wish it didn't smell so bloody.
It is revolting. Yeah. Maybe that'll be another topic, like revolting smelling trees and plants, because there are some out there.
There's rose bush kind of like symbioses plants that are in the university garden and they smell like dead things.
Oh.
And once in a lab they were like, you're gonna have to work with these rose things. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then we cracked them open and they smell horrifying.
Oh,
and we were trapped in that lab for 3 hours.
There are so many ghastly smelling plants out there.
I was gonna say, this is why I went to art school. No weird smells at art school. That's a lie. There's a lot of weird smells over there. Hey, thank you for bringing us a bit of science about leaves changing. I'm gonna go look at them very differently on my way home.
Yeah, everyone look up around this time of year. It'd be good for you.
And then look down and kick those big leaf piles as well, because that's